We have an engineer on the phone who says these red light cameras are just a stupid scheme to get our money. Brian Ceccarelli, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're already one of my favorite people.
Yes, we love you.
No, I don't like these cameras. They infuriate me.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell you that my heart goes out to you. It pains me to see people being defrauded by engineering malpractice.
What do you mean by that? Engineering malpractice.
Yeah, let me explain. When we run a red light or get a speeding ticket, we assume that it's our fault. That is what we have been taught all our lives. We just know no better. We were never taught engineering practice law. We were never taught that traffic signals and speed limit signs must first obey engineering laws before municipalities like West Hartford can judge us using those devices. And therein lies the automated photo enforcement fraud upon the citizens of Connecticut, Long Island.
All right, can you just tell me about, like, act like I'm 5 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, in engineering practice law, engineers are held accountable to do their math correctly. They can't put in an engineering device or design such a device and say that 2 + 2 = 5. And then when you believe that 2 + 2 = 4, they can't give you a ticket for it.
Right.
All right. So I think what you're saying is if you're traveling X miles an hour and the light mm-hmm. turns yellow and it only gives you a second or two yeah. to stop, you wouldn't be able to stop said vehicle at that speed limit before the red light. So the engineering math is wrong there. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's what I am saying. There is a national formula that traffic engineers use to calculate the duration of the yellow light. That formula is wrong. The math is wrong. It actually violates the laws of physics. It makes everybody run red lights.
How come no one's fought this? How come we're not fighting this? You are. Have you successfully?
Yes,
have you won any fights?
I got rid of all the red light cameras in North Carolina. Yeah.
What?
That'd be yes. Got to get
what?
This guy.
Wow. My God. How can you not have a Nobel Peace Prize?
And a statue erected in your honor.
Oh, yeah. You got to lead with that information.
Yeah. We got to start with that. And then.
Yeah, not to brag, but yeah.
What are you doing about Connecticut?
Well, on my website, redlightrobber.com, I just posted a page of exhibits for Connecticut. And so your listeners can go to redlightrobber.com and take a look. So on my website, I also have videos and presentations that actually show you what the math errors are. And anybody can understand these videos. I presented the videos to a international and national professional engineering organization. Nobody disputes them. Right?
Wow.
So the problem is that the governments and the red light camera companies make billions of dollars off this bad math. They don't want to admit it. They put up a giant fight over this. And so 15 years ago, when I first got my red light camera ticket, I knew what the solution was right offhand because it's freshman physics.
Oh, I love this. This is a Netflix documentary.
Oh,
this guy is an engineer driving. He gets a ticket in the mail. He's like, wait, what?
Exactly.
And he fights it and he eliminates them all in where? North Carolina?
Yep.
And now he creates this whole thing. It's like, no, I'm fighting. Yeah. I love this story.
General, yeah.
It's pretty good.
So being the geek that I am, that when I first got the red light camera ticket, you have to be the right person in the wrong place at the wrong time to actually notice the error. And so I was driving home one night about 10 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and I was approaching one of these red light camera intersections in Cary, North Carolina. And, you know, you approach the light and it's green, and then the light turns yellow. And I'm thinking, well, do I stop or do I go?
You go.
Yeah.
You speed up.
Mm. Yeah. And beat the light, That is actually the engineering directive to drivers.
Oh.
It is. Explicitly that. And so I knew I was close enough to the intersection, so I just tried to beat the light. But I still didn't beat the light. And so I saw the red light camera flash behind me.
Oh.
And being the physicist that I am, my degree's in physics, I said, certainly this yellow light does not conform to Newton's second law of motion.
And what does that mean?
That may not mean anything to you. Part of Newton's second law of motion is like rate times time equals distance.
Right. I was just going to say, everybody, when they see a yellow light, they do a little bit of an engineering equation in their mind.
Right.
Am I traveling fast enough and am I close enough to get through before it turns red?
Can I punch it? Yeah.
And we have a half millisecond to make that decision.
Yeah.
Go or stop.
Right. Floor it.
Right. Actually, we all... traffic engineers have known how long it takes for drivers to make that decision. The average is 1 second, but it spans from 0.6 seconds to 2.6 seconds. But traffic engineers only give you 1 second, the average. By default, by average, making half the driving population run red lights.
Wow.
Huh.
And they know this.
They know it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
And so 4 years ago,
bastards.
Me and a couple of colleagues of mine, we've been confronting the Institute of Transportation Engineers over this equation for like 15 years. And they finally admitted their errors and they changed their formula in 2020, officially changed it. The DOTs haven't picked up on the new equation yet. And even the new equation still has problems. But so, yeah, traffic engineers know about it. Oh, they know. And they deliberately make drivers run red lights. Deliberately.
Bad
people. Even when they didn't know, they still deliberately made drivers run red lights.
Bad people.
Very bad.
And now they're doing it on the school buses. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That little stop sign comes, like the yellows, 1 second.
Yeah. Yep.
Then boom, it's red and you're, you know, now you get that ticket. That's a bad ticket, too.
Yeah.
That's not a cheap one.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yes, I... There are four types of photo enforcement. Bus stop arm cameras are one of them. Speed limit cameras, speed cameras are another. Stop sign cameras are another. And
stop sign cameras.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't have those yet, but ask the Californian and he's going to tell you.
Oh, I love how you say yeah, because it's true. We're going to have cameras everywhere and we're going to get fined for everything.
Yep.
That's right. All of these devices are based on engineering malpractice of one sort. It's a white-collar crime. There are different kinds of engineering malpractice. The bus stop arm cameras, they allow the engineering to go into the hands of the bus operator. And the bus operator doesn't know engineering, so he's going to extend his stop arm camera while oncoming traffic is very close. He'll never give you the distance to stop.
Yeah.
And it takes about 6 or 7 seconds.
Oh my God.
Stop.
This is funny. I know my wife right now is yelling at the radio. See, I told you.
Right.
So she got what she hasn't received it in the mail, but she believes she's going to get a school bus stopping thing ticket.
The citation.
Right.
Yeah.
And she came home, she was livid, and she said, that bus driver set me up.
Right.
I'm like, hon, they press a button.
Intentionally set you up. They're just ignorant of it. They're good-hearted people. It's just that they're ignorant of what they're doing. And to make matters worse, when the bus stop arm camera company installs cameras on the buses, they sign a contract with the school district to forbid the bus drivers from actually seeing these clips. Because if the bus driver sees the clips, he'll fix his errors and there will be no more money coming in.
Oh,
this is gross. Isn't this gross? Does
diabolical.
This make you mad that these people that are elected officials by us are working against us like this?
Diabolical it is, yes.
They don't. Even your elected officials, your city councilmen, they don't know. And one of the more heinous, subverted things that is going on under the covers is that when camera companies sign contracts with your city, they put all the city councilmen and their families on a whitelist such that when their license plate is on this wiper.
Oh, you know that's happening.
No,
that's happening.
Yep.
This blows.
Yeah, they don't get a ticket if they run a red light or get a or a speed camera catches them. They won't get a ticket because they're on the white list. Because if they get a ticket, it will sour them to the photo enforcement, and they will cancel the
friggin' way. How is no, in quote, investigative reporter in Connecticut on top of this? There's your story, and you're welcome. Oh,
you're the first, Chaz and AJ.
Oh, first. My God. All right, we got to go. You're coming back soon,
yes.
Like next week.
Yeah.
Ruth will reach out today.
Be my pleasure.
We're going to link up to all your stuff on the radio station website. Right. Thank you very much for the important work that you're doing.
Very important. Wow.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of cloaking device for cars.
I'm shocked
and
appalled.